الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. My dear brothers and sisters, today you can feel the burden for even giving the true da'wah now. The war is not now, is not only now by the sword or by weapons. The big war now is even against the Quran itself and the Islamic teaching. And those who work properly for the Islamic teaching, and those who stick to the Islamic terms according to the understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah and the actions of the Sahaba. You can see now, many people who used to give da'wah before are now biting their tongues before they can say a word of truth. Many of them are retreating. Others are keeping quiet. Others are immigrating because they realize now it's not like before. Words are recorded, not only by Allah. When it was recorded by Allah, they can say anything. But once it's recorded also by the kuffar, and a tape like this can put you inside for 10, 15 years. So people are now trying to weigh their belief with their understanding and also with their obligations and also with the consequences. And out of that, the resultant of that, it will become what you see. People will ignore totally the issue of the time. 3 or 4. And this is what we feel now. All these new laws are coming to actually penalize the people who work in da'wah. They tell them what to say and what not to say, what terms to use and what not to use, and if they use a term, how they should explain it. What ayahs can they use and what ayahs cannot use. Today, 3 imams were sacked from prison. Imams who was teaching in prison, they were sacked. Because they were teaching American hatred. Me and you, we know American hatred means teaching American realities. This is what's called American hatred. So when you teach people about the reality of America, how did America start and what it's doing, and what Allah said about America, so this is what they call American hatred. So 3 imams were sacked. But would we blame the kuffar for that? Let us see our inside. If you read the Times today and yesterday, you'll see we have amongst us many sergeants who are working for the kuffar, Scotland Yard. They have no shame, they announce it. They say we've been working for them. We've been advising them. One of them is called himself Abdul Haq. His name in the community is Sergeant Abdul Haq. He say loudly, for years and years, we've been informing the police about those who come into our masjid and they don't agree with our orthodox teaching. He means they don't agree with long live the king policies, King Fahd and the Gulf states who actually sponsor this masjid, and they have a lot of traffic between people working the da'wah and the big belly sheikhs who are coming from Saudi Arabia all the time, the red carpet sheikhs and the cheap tickets to Umrah. Those who don't agree about this, he informs the police about it. And he used every incident to link them to it, to put them in trouble. Like what he says, if you hear it in the Radio 4, or in the region, he said, hundreds of people in Britain, they probably are linked to the 11th of September incident. Would you believe that? He says it loudly. And he said he's afraid for his life, because Muslims are after him now. Even the dogs in the streets will be after him now. Can you believe a person say this about himself, that he's a police informer? In fact, he's more than that. He's probably a police plotter, because those people, they can't plot a crime, they can't provoke a crime, and then blame others and then inform the police about it. The kind of people who sat Sheikh Omar Abdul Rahman inside prison, they provoke a crime, they get simple words from his mouth for a general term, and then they put him inside. The link between this mosque and American mosque, East Coast mosque, are very strong. All of them, they issued fatwas. Anybody who's against their teaching or attack or criticize the kings of the Gulf, it is allowed to grasp him to the government of the local government. It is allowed to tell the mukhabarat about them. This is their fatwa. The fatwa of their sheikhs, it's in tapes. But the Sheikh Halabi and this Dalali Hilali and all these people, is their fatwa. And this is exactly what they do. If you read their statements, how much this person is crying that so many times he went to Brixton police station and went to Scotland Yard and is telling them, and it's too late, it's too little too late now what the government is doing. This is what he says, Sergeant Abdul Haq or Sergeant, what was his name? Baker. Called Bacon. So that sergeant who is a convert from non-Islam to non-Islam, he also go further. He said, these people, they say we are not Muslims and our wives are this and that. Subhanallah, how many circles we have done in this mosque, how many tapes we have issued defending our Salafi brothers and sisters, although they disagree with us in some points, but we keep them. We said they are wrong. Not because they are called as this, we have to call them that. But the people who worship falsehood, they will always try to divert and use the simple-minded Muslims against each other. So this is what this man said. So when you see, he said, this person who was the bomb show man, or the show bomb man, which is Mr. Redley, that brother who was caught in France trying to blow the airplane, he said he's a convert, and they were giving him sessions. Like many Muslims who are converted to Islam, because those people have been a monopoly. The government gives them access to go to prisons to teach people. Not many people have access to prisons to teach, except these Saudi Salafi people. But when people see the beauty of Islam and they accept Islam, once they teach them the five pillars of Islam, then they start saying, they are from the West. They said, well, if you teach me how to read the book, I found some ayahs in the book, why don't you explain this ayah? They said, no, don't understand this ayah. These ayahs, don't read them like this. Wait until the Sheikh comes from Saudi and he will give you these ayahs. Or he will tell you what is the meaning of these ayahs. This is what they're doing. So they fail. They go against each other, and obviously people criticize them and criticize their kings. But as their kings and their scholars do in the Arabia, allowing the kuffar in the land of the peninsula, they do the same thing here. They themselves go to the kuffar against their own brothers. They grasp their own brothers. They attack their own brothers. And even when their own brothers don't agree with them and they sit in a home, they set the police against them. Would you believe that? Somebody said hundreds of people are linked to 11th of September, and thousands of people in London and England are ready to go and blow themselves. What do you get from this message? And these teachings are coming from First Reformed and coming from so and so and coming from... What do you get from this message? Isn't that a police informer? Isn't that a police flopping against your own people? If a policeman says that thing, you say, well, he's a policeman. But if a Muslim policeman, informant, a manager of a mosque says that, then obviously the police will use him against his own community. And this is where you find that the imams, who were not recommended by their stand, by Saudi stand, they are not allowed to teach in prison. Most important prison. Because people are the prisoners, people who go to prison, they are not easy people. They are people, if they believe in something, they will do it. And they will take risk to do it. These are the most dangerous Muslims in the eyes of the kuffar. Because many Muslims can accept Islam and alhamdulillah, Allah will fight for his religion. Those who go to prison and they accept Islam, they have within themselves some characteristics which the kuffar don't like. The kuffar want chicken Muslims. Won't. If you have an idea, you can have any idea you want, but don't cough it out. Don't speak about it when we tell you don't speak. And don't defend it when we fight you for it. But the people in prison, they don't take that thing. They take risk. And as they take risk for dunya, they take double and 10 times the risk for the hereafter. They work things with business. And that's why the people in Jahiliyyah, when they accept Islam, they become, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they are truthful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them much advanced than those who've been years and years before them in Islam. Why? Because they take risks, so they get advanced. They take risks. When everybody puts his head down, he puts his head up. When everybody, so Allah gives them reward. Allah makes the kuffar afraid about them. The conflict between them and the kuffar becomes the issue of the time. Becomes the talk of the town. Becomes the colorful issue. And they don't like that. Colorful issues regarding to Islam means da'wah. Talk of the time regarding Islam means militancy. They don't like that. Another crook. He's not, and we see Sergeant Baker is now talking against Muslims. Now we don't have now another crook is using the issue of the time against Islam, against the Quran. This Khabees Zaki Badawi. He comes every now and then like Shaitan in the media. He's the advisor of Prince Charles and Tony Blair and every Shaitan on earth against Islam. What's the story about this person and what does he say? Shall I tell you what does he say first? He's using the issue of the time. When people are against Taliban, when people are against the Quran and against the Islamic school, he said, look, if you read the Times today and yesterday, he said, all these problems is because of those Hafiz and the schools in Britain and in the West. These schools are proliferating people like Taliban. The government of Britain and the West should not allow these schools to exist. Moreover, they should not allow Hafiz to come and teach Taliban way of Islam in Britain. Because he used to be in Al-Azhar before and he forgot about the Quran, he hates anybody who Hafiz for the Quran. He hates the children to stay in the Quran. Every time this man denies the hijab, the veil, or denies an important issue of Islam, when people face him with ayat, he said, you have your religion and I have mine. He hates people quoting Quran for him. But why does he do this? Why did he do that? His background is nothing but hypocrisy. When he was working in Africa, he was helping the missionaries against Muslims. He was helping those who killed Muslims in Africa against Muslims. He was accommodating the missionaries in his own place, helping them how to teach, how introducing them to the community when he was sent by Al-Azhar to Africa. And he was promoted and he was sent to England. And he was the manager of Regent's Park Mosque. In his time, there was an opposition, a Libyan opposition. His name is Mustafa Ramadan. He used to oppose Qaddafi, and he used to attack Qaddafi. And that man, he was in trouble with Zaki Badawi. Zaki Badawi was one of the managers of Regent's Park. And he made a lot of problems for Sheikh Said Darj, for Rahimahullah. And Mustafa Ramadan was shot outside Regent's Park Mosque. Suddenly, big lump sum, millions of pounds from Qaddafi came to the pocket of Zaki Badawi. Then he opened his crook college of teaching Islam, which he never had any students except from his relation to the governments and the ambassadors who sit with them, and they force the students coming from the country to join that college. They save him from bankruptcy. No respectable student would go on there with that crook who denies hijab. After that, he was kicked out of Regent's Park because of money. Then he was concentrating in his college. Because he knows no mosque will accept him in England because of his reputation and background. That's why he hates mosques. He wants to control mosques. He sneaks to princes and ministers so they can give him the title sir, and then they can allow him to speak on behalf of Islam, so they can tease Muslims by his dirty tongue. They can anger Muslims by his dirty tongue. They can legislate against Muslims by his dirty tongue. So this is his story. He's asking people, he's asking the government
to stop the schools from teaching the Quran, to stop the Hafiz from coming and teaching them. And who will teach the Quran then? He doesn't want the Quran to be taught. He wants this example of the Islamic distorted version of Islam, what he's teaching in his college, which is only sponsored by the money from Qaddafi and crook leaders like him. Can you see now the enemies of Islam in our community? I'm not talking to you about enemies elsewhere in China. I'm talking about the enemies of Islam who have Muslim names inside England. In fact, in London. And we have some influence, and the kuffar are teasing me and you, are playing with our children's future of learning the Quran, using them. Those people who prostitute themselves to the kuffar on the cheap, without even asked by the kuffar. How can people take a word of Islam? We should take a stance against these people. We should issue papers, we should issue leaflets, we should reject what they say. Yes, we can differ with each other's opinion. Yes, we are Muslims, we are believers. We can differ with different characteristics, but we respect each other. But we don't inform the police against each other, and we don't wish bad for each other. At the end of the day, if we are good believers, even if we are different from one another, I know, inshallah, I'm going to see you in paradise, inshallah. So, how come we cooperate with the kuffar? And it's one of the main issues that takes a person out of the fold of Islam. But those people are different from us. Those people really sold Islam. Those people are only using Islam. Because without Islam, they were complete nobody. And after Islam, people talk to them, they give them some value, and they give them some respect. So they use it for their own pocket and for their own ideas. However, because of that, we need to revise ourselves and our stances. We need to see what needs to be done now, or what we're doing needs to be improved. We shall not be hesitated about our opinion and that Islam will prevail in the end. And I should assure you, if the whole Ummah turned away from Islam except one person, Allah will put the truth in the mouth of that person, in the heart of that person, and the truth will never die. So it's up to you and me, if Allah allows us to stay in the truth. And as we feel upset and grieved that many people are turning away from the truth, or at least not from the truth, from supporting the truth, we should also be happy and eased inside that inshallah Allah selects us and supports us until now, that we say the truth and we say it openly and we support the truth openly, even if the kuffar dislike it. It's an honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to choose you to be a soldier of His. Or even shouting to support the soldiers of His or the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as for any idea to prevail, or any idea to control, or any idea to take over, it needs two legs. Two strong, long legs. One leg is da'wah, the other leg is fighting. Any idea, not only the Islamic idea, da'wah and fighting. Even America does that. For its idea to prevail and its idea is to control. That is the only idea for America, is to control, to take control. It works in da'wah and in fighting, at the same time. It prints books, the books she likes. Spread the tape she likes. Control the media, say the words she likes. And those who oppose her, she take a fight from them. Any fight, for any reason. Sometimes it supports a minority in their community. Sometimes it goes directly to fight for the American interest. Sometimes it makes a problem between two countries and supports one against the other. It will find a way to fight those who are disobedient to it. But the same principle, da'wah and fighting. I'm not going to say da'wah and jihad. Those people play with the word jihad. Da'wah and fighting. Russia has the same. It has a leg of da'wah, communist da'wah, and fighting, confiscating whoever doesn't agree about its policy. China, the same. The Mongols before them, the same. But all of them has fallen in akhlaq, in morality. And once morality falling, other things start falling out. Once there is no morality, then there is no finance. Then there is no patience for fighting or for giving dawah. There is no face. You can't face the people if you don't have akhlaq to give them your dawah. And this is what happened in Russian dawah, and the Mongols dawah, and the Chinese dawah. They all fall in akhlaq until their economy collapsed. And once their economy collapsed, they cannot fight. You have to be in the defensive all the time. You have to fight even other ideas from invading them. And that's what Russia is fighting Islam now. And that's what China is fighting Islam now. And that's how the Mongols have been swallowed in the belly of Islam. They all became Muslims in the end. They couldn't resist the fight for Islam. So they all became Muslims. Like America is going to be. Like Britain is going to be. Like all of them is going to be, inshallah. But America is the only power now. And maybe you are surprised. Why China helping them? Why the Russians are helping them? Because America told them, look, you are falling. And we are going to fall as well. So if you don't, not because you love us, we know you hate us, but because you hate Islam, you must support us. And they do. Because these people, although they are kuffar, but they hate Islam more than they hate each other. So that's why they go against Islam. And maybe later. Because if Islam prevails, none of them will succeed. But if one of them only succeeds, they still have a chance to come back. But all of them have fallen in morality, in manners, and America also the same. So it seeks their support, their money support, their military support, their financial support, and their political support, so it doesn't fall that fast. And Islam doesn't prevail that quick. But it is coming. Me and you, we know for sure, Islam has never and will never fall in manners. And once an idea has that, you can build on that. It's a solid base. It's an everlasting base. Soon, once you have the tools, which is patience and trust in Allah, and working for Sabilillah, then you're going to gain the tools for victory, and then you're going to have the empire. That's why Islam keeps becoming, it gets weakened, and then it becomes very strong once more, and it gets weakened and one strong once more. But other nations which were with Islam, it gets weakened until it dies or melts in Islam. And then another people coming. That's why Allah says about the other nations, they came and they finished. They came and they finished and they came and they finished. But for Islam, it gets weaker and then stronger. And then weaker and then stronger. And then weaker and then stronger. But never finishes. Never finishes. We Muslims might finish from one country, but Islam will never finish. Islam will stay there. That's why it is important for us now to revise our stance from da'wah and our stance from fighting. And when da'wah is suitable, when fighting is suitable, when there is a mixture of both is suitable, we need to revise that ourselves. And inshallah we're going to do this in future khutbah so we can understand our duties, our obligations, and also what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us, the minimum requirement for us to stay Muslims and to stay within the fold of Islam. اللهم اغفر لنا والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الاحياء منهم والاموات اللهم نور على القبور من المحيين قبورهم اللهم اغفر الاحياء واسلم امورهم اللهم ردنا اليك ردا جميلا اللهم ردنا اليك ردا جميلا اللهم عليك باليهود ومن هاودهم وعليك بالنصارى ومن ناصرهم وعليك بالشيوعيين والشيعة ومن شيعهم وعليك بالمجرمين من ال سعود ومن علمائهم ومن ساعدهم يا رب العالمين اللهم اهد لشريعتك ان تحكم الارض اللهم اهد لشريعتك ان تحكم الارض اللهم اهدي هؤلاء القوم وادخلهم في الاسلام واجعلهم يحاربون من أجل الإسلام واجعلهم
حزنا على الذين سبقوهم من أهل الكفر والخذلان يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل شهداءنا في عليين، اللهم تقبل شهداءنا في عليين، اللهم تقبل شهداءنا في عليين. اللهم اغفر لنا جميعا، اللهم ارحم موتانا، اللهم ارحم موتانا واشف مرضانا وارفعنا عندك يا رب العالمين. واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها ذكرها وجلها، وصلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.